Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. right, all right, all right. Shake yourself loose. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. You're on the Hour of Power and Praise. Amen. On MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Amen. This morning, shake. I almost did a sidestep down here. Praise God. I know it's earlier. Praise God. But I was just enjoying the music. Shake yourself loose today. Amen. I truly give God the glory this morning. I was just enjoying this song because it means so much to us. Amen. He told us, he said, shake yourself loose. Don't worry. Praise your way through. Come on, loose the shackles that bind in you. Amen. There's a lot of things that we got to be loose from, and we don't even realize sometimes things hold us in bondage. Amen. But I thank and praise God for that song. This one, I said, oh, God, I almost did a sidestep down here. Praise God. So I thank and praise God for you, you, and you that's rising early this morning on the Hour of Power and Praise this morning. I do have a word for us, and we're gonna enjoy Jesus this morning. How about that? Praise God. So I just want to thank and praise God. And I want to open up the airways this morning in prayer, because prayer is what's going to change our lives. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. The foundation, amen, is prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, high. Yes, Holy Spirit. We bless your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just look to the hills. We've come if our help this morning. We know that our help come from you, God, who made heaven and earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. We bless your name, Father. We give you glory this morning, Lord. We lift you up this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ and now. Lord God, we just give you glory, 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 glory. Come on, somebody, lift your hands this morning. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come repentant of our sins on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come, ah, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, we come repentant today, God. For all that we have done, God, this far, Father God, in the name of Jesus, knowingly and unknowingly, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I pray, God, today, Lord God, I ask that you touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would just open me up, God, today, Lord God, that I would speak your word, God, this morning, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would give me wisdom and knowledge and understanding that only you can give, God. Stir up the gifts this morning. Morning, Father God, not only for myself, God, but for all that is listening on today, Father God. We realize, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that we got to stir up the gifts, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, through words, through prayer, God, through fasting, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But Lord, I pray, God, today, Lord God, hallelujah, that you open up the airways on today, God. Send this word, God, from far and near, Father God, places that we would not even touch our feet upon, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Somebody needs to hear a word from you, Father God. Somebody needs to be encouraged, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody needs to be lifted up, God, today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of, for what you are doing, Lord God, on MCI Radio, Father God. Bless, bless, bless. God, bless Pastor Neil, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Even as he worked the ministry, Father God, on this radio, God, in the booth. Yes, Holy Spirit. Bless him, Father God. Lift him up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And all that is listening on today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we stand in prayer, God, this morning, Lord God, we come together, Lord. You said, but two or three come together in thy name, Father God, that you are in the midst of us, Lord. So we know there's more than two or three, God, this morning, Lord God, because you are with us, Father. And we thank you, Father God, for what you are doing on this day. Now, God, have your way. Move by your Holy Spirit, God, on this day, Father God, and we say thank you, Father, for all things great and small. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Glory to his name. This morning, I want to talk to us this morning. All this week, the Lord has been dealing with me about him remembering us. Him remembering us, amen. And the Bible, we're going to read And God remembered. So a lot of times we say, Lord, you know, come by. You know, the old saints used to say, Lord, come by here, oh, Lord. Come by here, oh, Lord. And that was a song that they sung, amen, because they wanted God. They needed the glory of God. They needed the presence of God, amen, in their lives, amen. And a lot of times we don't even cry out for what we need, praise God. But this is the day, amen, that God says, I have remembered you. I have remembered you. I have remembered you, and God remembered. Come on, Holy Ghost. God remembered. So this morning, praise God, I want to go to Genesis, the 30th chapter, and I'm just going to read a portion because you're going to read the whole Genesis 30, amen, but I'm going to read from 21 to 27, amen, hallelujah, and we're just going to expound on a little bit because God has remembered you. You probably think that, Lord, where are you? But I'm going to talk to us. You hear what I'm saying, right? I'm going to talk to us because that's something that God has been dealing with me about on this week. Amen. And then as the song says, shake yourself loose this morning. The Bible says, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. It says, and afterwards, come on, she bared a daughter and called her name Dinah. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. Come on, somebody. God remembered her. Come on. And she conceived and bare a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. God has taken away my shame. Come on. And she called his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me another son. And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said unto Laban, send me away that I may go unto my own place. Come on, I'm talking to somebody. And to my country, give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go. For you know of my service which I have done for you. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy eyes, tarry, mean wait, for I have learned by experience, come on, I want you to hear this, that the Lord has blessed me for thy sake. I'm going to talk about that. Here we find what does it mean to be remembered by God. And God remembered. It is found in so many places in the Bible and mostly in the New Testament. It is said God remembered Noah. I'm going to talk about remembering. Come on now. It is said that God remembered Noah when he and his animals was floating in the flood. It is said that God remembered Abraham in the wake of Sodom and Gomorrah fall. It is said, come on somebody, after Hannah had cried out to God, that the Lord remembered her. And here it is said that God remembered Rachel and her desires for children. But what does it mean to say God remembers, and what hope does it leave us today? It's a question. It doesn't mean that God's memory is faulty or prone to fall. That doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that the ancient of days suffer from the poor of memories, because God don't, his memory is far above what we can ever imagine. As a result of age or decline in health, that doesn't mean that God didn't remember you. It doesn't suggest that all-knowing God is any less all-knowing. In the context, believe its meaning is clear. When God remembers, he focuses his attention on us and our needs. When God remembers, he seems to just accumulate all our prayers and relive what he sees concerning our needs. God today is pulling your somebody. Help me, Holy Ghost, today. Hi, yes, God. God is pulling your fowls today. Hear me in the Holy Ghost this morning. Now, therefore, he says, behold, the Bible says in Exodus 3 and 9, now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. And I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptian oppress you. When God remembers, he comes to a point of action on your behalf. Somebody shout right there, because God is coming to your rescue. God wants to encourage us today, hallelujah, letting you know that he has not forgotten you. A few things to notice about God remembering Rachel here in the text. When God remembered her, he heard her. Come on. Not just that day, but every prayer she prayed for that need. He answered her, miraculously turned this barren woman into a mother. He removed her shame. Come on. Hale kabushanda. God said in his word, amen, hallelujah, that he will give us double. Come on, come on, come on. Let's get in the word of the Lord this morning. God said, I will give you double for your shame. He removed Rachel's shame. He removed her. The Bible says he removed her reproach. Made it clear that although she had been delayed, come on, she has not been forgotten. Somebody shout right there, because God didn't forget about you. You might be sitting there and you're probably waiting on God to do some miraculous things in your life, some things that God has spoken over your life. You might be ready for God to move. Come on, but I'm here to tell you, not only did Rachel need this blessing at the time, but guess what? It wasn't only about her, so was it about Jacob, because the Bible said not only did Rachel need, come on, this blessing at the time, so did Jacob. Jacob needed a blessing too. See, your blessing is not only for yourself. It's attached to somebody else. So sometimes, amen, even in our selfish ways, we don't even realize that God is not only moving for us, but he's moving for somebody else. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in the 14 years, he had lived under the thumb of Rachel's father, who had taken advantage of him. Ah, oh, come on, somebody. Help me, Holy Ghost. See the bloodline. See the bloodline. Hallelujah. 14 years he lived under the thumb of Rachel's father. He lived under the layman, amen, praise God, who took advantage of him, lied to him, and attempted to keep him near him for his own gain. Have you ever been around somebody, amen, they know that you are blessed by God? Come on, help me, Holy Ghost, today. They know that you are blessed by God. They know that you are anointed by God. They know that you are carrying the glory of God. They know that where you're going, praise God, hallelujah. They might not see it now, praise God, but they will see. They see it. Glory to God. They see what God is doing in your life. Praise God. So what they do, they attach themselves to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says Laman, he worked him. Glory to God. He worked him for 14 years. He knew that he was being blessed. His house was being blessed because of who was in the house. Oh my God, I bless you. I'm going somewhere this morning. I want to talk to us today. Praise God. Somebody tap yourself and say, my blessing is not only for me, it's for somebody else. It's for the nation sometimes. It's for your next door neighbor sometimes. It's for your children sometimes. It's for your workplace sometimes. Come on, we got to get out of our selfish ways and thinking that I'm going to gather all the things up for myself. Praise God. It's just like the man in the Bible. Praise God. He's going to gather everything up, put it in a barn. But who are you going to leave it to? Praise God. Hallelujah. Who are you going to leave your anointing to? Who are you going to need your finances to? Praise God. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. We can store up some things, but glory to God, we have to do what God has called us to do. The Bible says, the Bible says, the Bible says. Let's keep on going, because I got a lot to talk about this morning. I want to talk to us and let you know that God remembered you. Psalm says, go my shekuyata bashanda. Stop by here. I remember praying the prayers. Amen. Lord go boshaya. When you're going through some stuff and you be like, Lord, you know my address. And sometimes you would say the whole address, praise God. Hallelujah. Because you've been going through and you've been going through and you see nothing happening. You don't see nothing. Glory to God in the natural. But we have to walk this thing out by faith and not by sight. for 14 years, for 14 years, amen, with no encounter with God. No encounter with God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. No doubt Jacob may have begun to feel as if God had forgotten about him. When others do you wrong, God has not forgotten about you. Come on, somebody. When your prayer seems unanswered, God has not forgotten about you. When the days turn into years and little seems to change, God has not forgotten about you. Come on, I want you to get this morning. Praise God. That song, be glory to God, that I put on early this morning, Shake Yourself Loose This Morning. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. But when God remembers you, he will also supply blessings. Listen to me today. Blessings within blessings. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, God says, Edabo Shanda. He said, I will open up the heavens for you. Praise God. So God will open up the heavens for you as you look back over those years that you thought God was inactive in your life. You will soon discover that he was planting blessings within blessings. Blessings for you, praise God, because when God remembers you, praise God, he not only gives you what you have asked for, but come on, somebody, but he gives you what you never thought that you had, oh, come on, somebody, that you needed, amen, he gives you more, but you were like, Lord, I didn't even ask for that, but God, I thank you, amen, hallelujah. See, you got to understand your prayer chamber, your prayer promotion, even as Bishop had taught us, praise God, on the other day, praise God, he said, you got to put it on the altar, put your prayers on the altar. The Bible says, amen, that Rachel cried out to God. And so a lot of times, praise God, we keep our mouths shut. We don't say nothing. We walk around with our face drawn up, praise God, hallelujah, as we got some lemons, amen, praise God. But it's a season, amen, that you got to put all on the altar. The Bible says in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, he said, be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, somebody say, with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. That is the word of the Lord. Ha, Yekobo Shanda. We got to open our mouth. There's no time, amen. I know it's some solid prayer sometimes, but you got to give some radical worship to the Lord. You got to let God know that you mean business, Yekobo Shanda. Yes, God is going to remember you, but he requires some things of us, amen. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, I bless you this morning. I bless you. God has not forgotten about you. But when God remembers you, come on, come on. He will supply. He will also supply your blessings within a blessing. Come on, somebody. But because when God remembers you, he not only gives you what you're asking. Come on, hallelujah. You see, we know the significance of this birth. Come on. This was not just any son. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That person is just not just a person. Amen. Praise God. We look at people in the familiar art. Places. Oh, glory to Kobo Shanda. We got to get our eyes focused on the right things. We always say, glory to God. I even think about some people, praise God, how they look at you. Amen. They just look at you as just being who you are. They just look at me being Carol and praise God, but not knowing the glory that's already placed on the inside. So we got to get to the point where we know who we are in God. Oh, come on. I'm talking to somebody because a lot of time we walk around, praise God, and thinking that, oh, I'm only this. I'm only that, but you don't know, praise God, what God is doing in your life. You don't know who your blessings are attached to. You don't know what you're birthing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We see and know the significance of the birth. Not only the son, praise God, it was Joseph, the man of God that would secure Jacob and his family future and be used mightily by God. Come on, just say, when she was crying out, praise God, she didn't know why she was birthing. Praise God. Hallelujah. The next generation, the one that's going to bless the whole family, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. That one that you got working in the house, praise God, that's fixing your meal sometime, praise God. We don't even see it, but God knows what he's doing. Oh, glory to God. But let me just say this today. God has remembered you. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. God has remembered you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The man of God that will secure Jacob and his family future and be used mightily by God. He's already working on your future. Come on, I want you to hear me this morning. I'm preaching this morning to someone whose heart cry is the same as the Psalms is this morning. The Bible says in Psalms 106 and 4, remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. Come on, somebody. The Bible says that he said, remember me, Lord. That's David. David said, remember me, Lord. Let's declare it today. Remember me, oh, Lord. You better talk to God this morning. Glory to God, glory to God. Who needs something from God this morning? Praise God. I want you to make it clear this morning to God. God remembers. God remembers. Somebody say, God remembers. God remembers his own word. God remembers his own word. Man may forget their words and abandon the promises, but God will never, never, never abandon you. There is nothing in life that you can take hold of that is any sure than God's word. God's word stands, and that's something that I've been talking to God this week about, praise God, for his people, because there are so many people thinking that God has not remembered them. Remember that it would be Joseph that would preserve the covenant of his generation. It wasn't just an act of grace. It was God acting on his promises. God is acting on his promises for you. His word is a serious matter. God takes his word serious. Amen. Praise God. He says not one of his word will fall to the ground. Amen. Praise God that he has given you. We just got to stay in alignment and stay in prayer posture in this season. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 8, the grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. It may merely be a scripture or a text to you, but it's a promise from God. See, a lot of times we read the word, but we got to let that word come to life in our life. We got to work the word like it's you know, they was yesterday I heard somebody say, you know, get to know Matthew. Get to know John. Come on, somebody. Get to know Isaiah. Get to know them. Praise God, because they're writing to us. But we just read the founder. We just read, but not just to read, but get to know them. Praise God. Get to know their mind. What is God saying through the Bible? What is God saying through his word? What is God saying through his dreams? What is God saying as we sit and we ponder and we meditate on the Lord? What is God saying to you today that God wants you to remember? Remember, he said, not one word will fall to the ground. Amen. Ha. Yes, Holy Spirit. We cannot even fathom the power of his word. Come on, somebody. All we see is the result of his word. Jesus reminds us that the earth will pass away before God would allow one jot or one tittle of his word. Now, I can go into a lot of places with that word, amen, to break it down, but, yes, Holy Spirit. But I really don't have time right now, praise God. But I want you to get in your study and get to know the word, praise God, hallelujah. Stand on his word. Stand on God's word. We get to the point where God said this would happen, but God said, I remembered you. I'm remembering you today. I'm stopping by your house. I'm stopping by your job. I'm stopping by where you're sitting. Glory to God. Yes, God. Stand on your word. Come on, somebody. Huh? Yes, God. It is sure than the ground that you walk on. His promises have no expiration date. And that's what we get it messed up at, because we're looking for God to do something that just some things, yes, he does right away. But some things, amen, takes a little time. You know, I'm reminded of the guy that said he went to a restaurant, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. And he wondered why he was sitting there. Everybody was getting their food. Oh, Holy Ghost, I thank you. Everybody's getting their food, and he's looking, and praise God, and he's wondering, and he calls the waiter and asks him, like, what is going on? I was here first, but they got their food, you know, first before I did. The man, the waiter said, as standing, I'm seeing it as plain as day. He's standing there, praise God, and God, I bless you. And he said, he told him, he said, wait a minute. You had a special order. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. You had a special order. So your order is going to take a little longer than what theirs is. So what God is saying to us today, glory to God, he has blessed you in so many ways that this order is taking a little while, but surely it shall come to pass. One word that God has given you, praise God. Just know that you got a tall order that God is getting ready to bless you with. Know that, praise God, not only the blessings, you got to pull this thing in, praise God. Hey, yo, Boshaya. Yes, Holy Ghost. You're going to have to pull the blessings in. And as I'm sitting here today, praise God, I'm pulling some things in. I'm pulling it down today, praise God. Pull it down today. You got to get to the point, praise God, that we'll get serious about what you're asking God for. Yes, Holy Ghost. Rachel was seeing, she was serious about what she needed. Glory to God. She went to God. She cried out. The Bible says she cried out to God. What are you crying out today for? Glory to God. Surely the Lord will remember your cry. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, even in the Egyptians, praise God, he said, I heard the sound of my people down there. They're oppressed and depressed. I had to go down myself and deliver them. Glory to God. There is a deliverer that's coming to you, and his name is Jesus today. Glory to God. He's going to bless you, praise God. He's going to pull the covers back. Amen, praise God. Yes, I'm seeing this thing plain as day. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Yes, God, I thank you for it, God. Sometimes, praise God, he has to move back the curtain to show, praise God, himself. He got to show himself off. It's a season where God going to show up in your life. But glory to God, glory to God. But he's going to get the glory, praise God. What they thought they oppressed you with, glory to God. God is getting ready to remember you. What they talked about you, praise God. God is getting ready to remember you. When they backstabbed you, praise God. God is getting ready to remember you. He heard your cry today, praise God. Oh, Holy Ghost, I bless you today. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, praise God, but God said, I heard you. I heard you the first time you cried out to me. The same way, praise God, Daniel prayed. And the Bible says that, that everything got blocked up, praise God. But he had to send the angel down, praise God. That angel could not do nothing, but he had to come and send Michael down. And when Michael came down, praise God, glory to God. God told him, praise God, I heard you the first time, praise God, that when you prayed. Yes, but there was some things, some opposition in the realm of the spirit. But I'm here to tell you today that things are being pulled down for you today. My God, I bless you. They're getting pulled down today. God is remembering you. Oh, y'all got me up. Y'all must pull on me this morning. Praise God. Anointing. Come on, pull on the anointing this morning. God is remembering you. God is remembering you. His promises has no expiration date. Another thing about the word of the Lord, amen. It's eternal. Go, go. Yes, God. It's eternal, praise God. It transcends times. Glory to God. Glory to God. So if you hold on to his word, it may not be fulfilled today, but it will be fulfilled. Somebody shout right there. It will be fulfilled. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ask Abraham about the promises of his children being as the stars of the sky. It is still being fulfilled today. Glory to God. You may call the book, the Old Testament, but come on, somebody, but I will tell you that God is just as powerful as when he first spoke it. Praise God. The Bible says in Psalms 105:8, praise God, he has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commands to a thousand generations. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can take him at his word. The same word from the early church did God speak. You can call his word to his remembrance. A lot of times, praise God, we got to get the word in us and we got to work the word. That's why I tell people, glory to God, to remember the scriptures. Walk the scriptures. Talk the scriptures. Praise God. Just as the psalmist did in Psalms 119:49. Remember the word unto thy servant, unto which thou hast caused me to hope. These are scriptures that God, the word from the prophet, open up the word of the Lord. Yes, God does use the prophets in a mighty way. The true, authentic prophets comes with deliverance, healing. Come on, somebody. And the word that will change a hard situation. But God says today, glory to God, I have remembered you. Yes, Holy Spirit. What God is saying to us, glory to God. Yes, this is a time, amen, of change. changes. Yes, this is our season. Everybody said 2020 is a time to see. Yes, it is a time to see. But listen, listen, listen. Glory to God. You cannot see if you're not doing nothing. You're not open up discernment of the Bible. Praise God. The scripture has to come alive in your life. You want more God. You want more anointing. You want more of everything. Open up the word of the Lord. Yes, go Bashanda. There is no power, no more powerful prayer than when we learn to pray the scriptures. We are not so much reminding God. Come on, somebody, because God already know what he promised us. Amen. Praise God. But God don't mind you giving him back your word. Come on, somebody, as we are grounding ourselves in prayer in that which will not pass away, that will not fail. The Bible says in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down. Come on, somebody, pull it down from the fathers of light, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Come on, somebody, it will keep you from praying the prayers that are missed and keep praying in the will of God. A lot of times we got to pray in the will of God. Come on, somebody. Help me, Holy Ghost. Yes, God, I thank you for it, God. Get in your prayer posture. We need to search the word over for the will of God. It is his hand. It is your hand. Come on, somebody. God remembers his own children. You are his child. You are God. You belong to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shonda, one thing is sure from the text is that God's memory is set on his own people. God remembers his people. The list is long. One of those of his, it is said, remember. We think on that which is valuable to us. You are valuable to God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. You are valuable to the Lord. You are more than what you think that you are to God. God wants to bless you in abundance, but God wants you also to cry out to him. He wants to hear from you today. He wants you to know, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, that he is the one that's going to bless you. He is the one that's going to fulfill his promises. He is the one that's going to fix it for you. He is the one that's going to open doors for you. He is the one that's going to heal you. He is the one, oh, help me, Holy Ghost, that's going to bless you. Because the Bible says, even with our finances, it is God that gives us wealth. Work the word. Come on. Work the word. Work the word. It is God that's going to give us the wealth. That's his word. That's his word. He said, I give you power to get wealth. We look to man to do it, our jobs to do it. But it is God. You got to ask God, Lord, where is my blessing? God, I'm crying out for my blessing. God, I call down my blessing. God, I call down my ministry. I call down my finances. God, I call down my children. God, open up the windows of heaven. Pour me out a blessing that I have not room enough for. God hears the cry of his people. Come on, give God the glory. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. He's worthy to be praised this morning. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. I'm going to take an intermission. Great man, praise God. I'm coming back with the word of the Lord. Don't y'all go nowhere, praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Because God surely want to talk to us today. Hallelujah.
It's been a million days and a million nights. Oh, I still remember how your love changed my life. There's not enough words in my vocabulary to express how I feel. And I still pinch myself just to see if it's clear. Change.
That others say on somebody for a single farthing. It doesn't matter how much others value. Value of you is already established. Don't worry about everybody else. That's the problem we got. We worry about everybody else, how much they value. Long as God values you, that's all that matters. Amen. Praise God. When you get a mindset like that, that means that you have been delivered from people. Get delivered from folks. Amen. Praise God. They're going to always have something to say. You're never going to amount to what man wants you to be. Praise God. He goes on to let us know that what others fail to take note of, such as a falling of the sparrow to the ground, he takes note of. But on top of all that, he testifies that we are more valuable than any sparrows. He even knows the numbers of hair on your head. And the middle of it all declares, fear ye not, therefore. Fear what? Abandonment? Yes. Don't fear. He remembers our works for him. A lot of times we think that we're working and working and working and God don't see us. God sees everything. Not only will he not forget you, but he will not forget anything done in his name. He comes with his reward in his hand. What you do for God, God never forgets. You know, I think about even being at the hospital, doing the chaplain work, I'm going with charts of people's names, patients, and looking at their names and asking them, because we are pastoral care, so would you like me to pray for you? Now, as I pray for these people, nobody sees that but that person and God. God knows if he's going to heal them. God knows if they're going to get up and walk out that hospital. But it's not for me. See, that's the part that I like, because nobody sees what God is doing behind closed doors. The same thing for you. You don't have to display what you're doing. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. God sees and he knows what you're doing for him. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost. God said, I remember you. I seen your works. I seen your struggles in ministry. I seen you try this. I seen you try that. But God is going to remember you today. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Hebrews 6 and 10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your works and labor of love, which ye have shown towards his name. His name. His name. Let me say that. His name. In that ye minister to the saints and do minister. It is easy to think at times that no one sees what we do for God. Jesus instructs us to serve only with the Father's eyes in mind. And what we do in secret, the Father rewards you openly. He remembers our frailty. Come on, somebody. He knows how prone mankind is, weakness and failure. He knows us, praise God, hallelujah. He will not forget that. In confidence, the psalmist declares in Psalms 103 and 14, for he knoweth our frame. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. He remembers that we are dust. And when I thought about this, hallelujah, in the Catholic organization, in the beginning of their Lent time, they come and they get the ashes. And I experienced this because it's my first time really experiencing this at the hospital. Because we had, the chaplains have to do all manners of, we had to learn everything. And the first thing, these people were so prone, they were so anxious, amen, to get the ashes on their hand. And I was like, Lord, what is going on? Why are they so excited? And we Christians, amen, we don't even want to go to church, but they excited. And you know how packed the Catholic churches is, praise God, hallelujah. But they excited when it's time of Lent to give up something, praise God, to come in full repentance. And when you put it on them, when you put it on their head with the cross, the very first thing God says, they told me, is to put, remember that you are dust, and dust you shall return. And when I thought about the psalmist, he said 103:14, he said, for he knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are just dust. Come on, somebody. So we have to remember that. But God knows who we are. That's why we can turn to him in our stumbling, in our failure. Don't be afraid to tell God God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that we could come before his presence. Come on, with thanksgiving. Remember, he said that, praise God. Read Psalms, Philippians 4 again. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, God knows it. He knows that we're going to stumble. He knows our failure. We're not perfect. There's only one man that walked perfect on the earth, and that was Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Because it didn't take him, amen, by surprise. Nothing takes God by surprise. You throwing the oil all over the place didn't take God by surprise. Get yourself back up, praise God. Dust yourself back off. Stand strong in the Lord. Get around some people that's going to empower you. Get around people that's going to inspire you. Get around people, amen, that's going to push you to the next place in God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's quick to lift us up. Come on. God is quick to lift us up. He knows about our body and of death and continues with it. Amen. Praise God. Don't let your failures push you away from God. Let them push you to God. God stores up to remembrance. God stores up. Let me say this. God is storing up. God remembers you. Who can fathom the mind of God? It is unmeasurable beyond our comprehension. However, God has used his word to draw some mental images, amen, and some analogies of how his memory works on our behalf. The word suggests that he stores up. He stores up and keeps things bringing to before him. Keep it bringing before him. And come on, somebody, at a later time, God will push you forward. He will bless you. He keeps our tears. The Bible said he keeps our tears. It's okay to cry, men. It's okay to cry, women. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says, amen, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. God keeps our tears in a bottle. Psalms 56 and 8 says, thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into the bottle. Are they not in the book? You're never wasted a tear that you cried out to God with. Every tear of frustration, of grief, of loss, of repentance, come on, somebody, they are still there. All your tears. He hasn't forgotten what you've been through. God didn't forget what you've been through. A lot of times we think that God forgot. God didn't. He knows what you. He said it didn't catch God by surprise. What others didn't see, the night of tears, God not only saw, but he still sees. He keeps us praying. The Bible says in Psalms 5 and 8, I'm sorry, in Revelations 5 and 8, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Come on, my God, I bless you. Having every one of them harps, golden vials, full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. You're not wasted. Come on. You're not wasted your prayers. God has stored them up for the day when he remembers you. It has a place before the throne of God. It's an aroma to him. Cannot forget them. Come on, somebody. A pleasant aroma. He takes joy in turning to him. He keeps a book of remembrance. Don't forget that. I always tell God, Lord, 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 Lord. Don't forget the book of remembrance. Even David had to go to God and say, Lord, remember me. Today, 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 today. Oh, bashando kuyatabashi. Yes, God. I know that you have remembered your people, God. And I know what you said, Lord. Today, 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 mark it down today. Oh, yes, God. God has remembered you. Hear me in the Holy Ghost this morning. Yes, tatato bullshit. God has remembered you. God did not forget you. The tears that you shed, he remembers you. The pleasant odor of your tears, of your prayers, he takes joy in turning to. He keeps a book of remembrance. Does he need it? No, he don't need it. But we need to know there is a book. Amen. The Bible says in Malachi 3:16-17, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. And a book of remembrance was written before him. for them that fear the Lord. Hear me? That them that fear the Lord. And that those upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. For those that fear the Lord, oh, help me, God, I bless you. We got to get back, oh, yes, God, and fear in the Lord thy God. Where is the fear, yea, kabashanda, of the world today? Do we fear the Lord? Because the Bible says when I start reading about the fear of the Lord, glory to God, everywhere you see in the Bible, amen, they fear God. You find things happening. Because when the Holy Ghost showed up, my shatoboshia, you will fear the Lord, for his presence is so much glory, my God. They will fall to their knees. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost. I don't know where I'm going this morning, God, but I bless you. Hey, kabashanta. We got to turn back to God. Fear of the Lord has to come back to the church, has to come back in our lives. Your case is well documented. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. I'm talking to you this morning. Your case is well documented. The courts on earth may not give you a fair hearing. Come on, somebody. But your case is settled in heaven. Talking to you this morning. He has not forgotten you. Coming a day just as well as Rachel days when it will be said, God remembers you. Oh, my God. Don't let fret when your prayers seem to be gone unanswered. When nothing seems to change, just remember that God remembers you. Oh, come on, I'm at the end. God has heard your cry. Yes, God has heard your cry today. God remembers you today. He knows where you're at. Yeah, God. He knows what you need. Yes, God. He's opened the files for you this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, kabashanda. Can you imagine the glory of heaven? Hey, calling your name today. Hey, I'm going to work on your behalf today. The angels, the Bible says, when the angels encamp all around us, God of Oshaya, yes, Holy Ghost. God said, I've given your angels charge over you. Have you tried me today? Glory to God. Send your angels forward, glory to God, to work on your behalf today. You have angels that you have not used in probably a while. But I call on my healing angels today. Hey, I call on the anointing of God today. I call on them today. Come on, somebody. Call on the Lord today. What do you need from him? Your case is open today. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Your file has been pulled. And I can imagine God sitting on his throne with all his glory. 24 elders sitting before him, just praising him all day long. Glory to God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We bless him this morning because he has remembered us this morning. The case is open today. God is blessing you today. Your name is written in the book of life. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. Come on up today. Know that God did not forget about you. Your labor of love, God did not forget about you. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. God has opened your files today. You are in the book of remembrance. Tell God, Lord, pull it out. Pull my book out, God. Remember me today. Remember me today. Remember me today. In the name of Jesus. We bless and praise God. I forgot I was on the radio this morning, Jesus. We bless and praise God this morning for the hour of power and praise. I thank God for all of you that came on this morning. Oh, Holy Ghost. Know that God has spoken to you this morning. Your files are being opened this morning. And God has remembered you. We thank and praise God for MCI Ministry Radio. Thank you, Pastor Matthew McNeil, for your fix at 6 on Monday. Don't forget. Amen. Praise God. It was an awesome, awesome time on Monday. Praise God. Your fix at 6 with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. Praise God. He blessed my soul on Monday. Praise God, praise God. I thank you, amen, Pastor, Pastor, my husband, amen, pray. I thank you this morning for setting me up this morning with my water, my mints, and all that kind of goodies. He set the radio station up this morning, y'all. Amen, praise God. Thank you so much for that, amen, honor. God, don't forget, God, we've seen that, praise God. You set it up for me this morning to deliver his word. So I thank and praise God for you, you, and you, and you. Amen. I'm going to pray, and I pray that you was blessed on the word today. Know that God is pulling your file. He has remembered you. There is something else that you need from God. Call on the name of the Lord. He hears you. He hears you. He hears you. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We praise you, God. We glorify you, God. We lift you up, God, this day. Yes, Holy Spirit. We bless you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy, Father God, this morning, Lord. We thank you, Father, for opening up the airways today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your words, Father God, that you have given us this morning, Lord. We thank you for coming down and talking to us. Hey, we thank you for talking to us this morning, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost. We bless you, Father God, for all things great and small, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, you see and know, God, everyone that's on this line, God, and all the ones, Lord God, that's going to listen later, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, they will not lose hope, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But they will keep the faith, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost. They will keep the faith, Lord God, and hold on, Father God, because you're coming, yes, God, to meet us, God. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for making a way to us, God, and open up our files, God, and open in the book of remembrance, God. We thank you for it, God, this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking, Father God, if there's anyone, Lord God, that still needs another touch, Lord God, I pray, God, that he will touch them, oh, Holy Ghost, from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, order the steps, God, today, Lord God. God, order the steps, God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, for divine connections. I hear your Holy Ghost. I pray, God, for divine connections for myself and them as well, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Somebody is going to push us to our next place in you, God. Someone that's going to open up our double doors for us, God. Yes, God, that we don't have to squeeze in no doors in this season, God. But you said double doors, so you do, God. Yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless you, Father God, for all things that you're going to do now, God. Now, everyone that needs healing, God, I pray that you touch them from the crown of their head, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Wherever you need healing there, touch it right now. Yes, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Touch them, God. From the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord God, for this time of ministering and time of prayer, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And a time of uplifting, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, let your will be done on this day, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Walk with us, talk with us, keep our minds, God, let us stay in perfect peace on today, Father God, knowing that you already is making a way for us, God, in the name of Jesus. And I bless you, Father. I bless you, and I give you glory. These things I pray in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving in our heart. And our soul says amen. I have a song that I'm going to play, amen, as I leave the studio today. Amen. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, everyone. Have a blessed, wonderful day and week. Amen. God bless you all. My song is not going to play. Have a blessed and wonderful day, everybody. God bless you all.